Now, boys and girls, in our lessons in the Word of God, we saw how Jesus had come to Jerusalem and how he had come there with some of his disciples, of course. On the way, he had performed the first of his miracles. And then when he came to the city of Jerusalem itself, the first place that Jesus went to was into the temple, that great building where the Jewish people of that day worshipped the Lord their God. Now, you remember, of course, that when Jesus came into the temple, he saw some things that really grieved his heart, that made him sad. And not only did those things make him sad, because the Word of God tells us that Jesus was also very angry at the things that he saw. And as we said, we think about our Lord Jesus Christ, he is ever very gracious and very gentle and very loving. But our Lord Jesus Christ also is angry against sin, and God is angry against sin. And when he saw the way that the people were treating his Father's house, the temple, as he called the temple, then he came and he made that whip out of small cords, you remember, and how he overthrew the tables of the money changers, and he drove out those people who were doing nothing else than buying and selling the animals for the sacrifice. Now, while Jesus was in Jerusalem, of course, that wasn't the only thing that he did, but the Bible tells us that he performed many miracles. He healed people who were sick of many diseases. And the Bible tells us also that many people believed in Jesus when they saw the miracles that he did. But it says Jesus wouldn't commit himself to them. In other words, Jesus didn't really want such people to be his followers for this reason, because they were simply excited at what they saw him doing in performing miracles, in making sick people well and all of the rest. When people saw that, of course they were very excited about what was happening. And so it was their excitement that made them say they believed in Jesus. But Jesus knew that they didn't really believe in him with their hearts and with their souls as their Savior. And Jesus had come into the world to be the Savior of men and women. And it was only then, as people would believe in Christ with all their heart as the Savior for their sins, then Jesus would commit himself to some such people, and such people would become his followers. Now, one of those people that we're told about then, immediately after that, is a man called Nicodemus, because Nicodemus is a man who in his later life will show that he believed in Jesus Christ with all his heart. The Bible tells us that he came to Jesus by night. He probably didn't want to see the leader, the elders and the leaders of the Jewish nation. He didn't want them to see him coming to Jesus. He himself was one of the leaders of the Jewish people. And so he came to Jesus by night, and he had a great question in his heart that he wanted to ask Jesus. And the question was this: how would he enter the kingdom of God? How would he become a real follower of Jesus Christ? You know, you read a strange thing, boys and girls, that it says that before Nicodemus even asked that question, Jesus answered the question that was in his heart. You see, Jesus knows our hearts. He knows the questions. He knows the things that are in our hearts. And even before Nicodemus asked his question, Jesus answered the question that was in his heart. And here's how he answered. He said, "Nicodemus, I say unto you that unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And poor old Nicodemus, he was absolutely puzzled by that answer that Jesus gave to the question that was in his heart. "How can a man be born," he says, "when he is old? Can he be born all over again? Can he become a little baby all over again?" But our Lord Jesus Christ wasn't telling Nicodemus that he had to have a second birth, a physical birth, but he had to be born again by the Spirit of God. He had to have a spiritual birth. He had to, in fact, become a real believer in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God, making him to be a real believer in Jesus Christ. When our Lord told Nicodemus those words, our Lord also spoke some very great words to Nicodemus. One of the things he said was this. He said that just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he said, even so must the Son of Man, that's Jesus, be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You remember away, way back, and some of you were very young when we were away back in the books of Exodus and Numbers, those books that tell us about the children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt to go into the land of promise. You remember something that happened to them in the wilderness? Because they sinned against God, God sent fiery snakes into their midst. And those snakes bit the people. Some of the people died because of their sin. But God said, I will make a cure for their sin. And he told Moses to make a brass serpent and to hold it up on a pole. And he said, whoever simply looks on that brass serpent lifted up on that pole, then they will be cured from that disease of being bitten by those fiery serpents. And our Lord Jesus Christ, you see, boys and girls, is now telling us what that Old Testament picture really was a picture of. It was a picture of him. It was a picture of what would happen when Christ would come into the world and be lifted up on the cross. And when Jesus would be lifted up on the cross, then whoever would look to him and believe in him with all their hearts that he had died for their sins, then they would be forgiven for their sins. See, it's very important to read the Old Testament, boys and girls, and to see all of those things that were pointing us to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Christ must be lifted up on the cross, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. What must I do to enter the kingdom of God? That's what Nicodemus was asking in his heart. And the Lord tells him what must happen to him. He must be born again. And then if he looks to Jesus as the one who would be crucified for his sins, then indeed he would be saved. He would enter the kingdom of God. And that passage of God's word finishes off with great words of the word of God. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You remember we said now that Jesus has begun his ministry. There were those things that Jesus was going to do, the miracles. There were those things that Jesus was going to say, his preaching, his teaching, his sermons, his parables. And now he teaches Nicodemus about how a man can be right with God. It is through faith in his name, through believing in him alone. And that hasn't changed, young people. That is still the same, because that is the gospel of Jesus Christ that is to be preached until Christ shall come into the world once more.